Right, first I'll start off, it's not my project, I'm just here telling you about it. It didn't come from me. And I know we're not doing the North-South divide thing, so I'll just do Leeds, Kaiser Chiefs, the Brownlee brothers, Nicola Adams, OBE, just leaving it there. Okay. So, in 2000 and, oh, sorry, I should say, this is what I'm talking about. So, mainly it's What's Your Story, which is something that we did in 2015, but I then thought I'd take you on where we are now in Leeds with our kind of digital marketing, especially through social media, and then ideas that we're going on to. So, What's Your Story? So this goes back to 2015, so it feels really weird that I'm talking about something that we did back then, and it kind of shows what an impact it had and really how we should revisit it. But essentially, in 2015, we found £10,000 down the back of the sofa and decided that we wanted to spend it on a campaign. And we, at the time, had a very robust marketing team in Leeds City Council that worked with us, and we came up with the What's Your Story campaign. We wanted something that tried to, we all know the problems of marketing libraries, we do so much, it's so difficult to kind of get across to everybody everything that we're about. So we wanted to try and kind of challenge public perception, but also equally try to tell about the breadth of stuff that we do in libraries. And we wanted to, as I say there, align online and offline marketing. So that's where our budget helped with that. So we started in 2015. And as I say, we worked with our council marketing team, and they really helped to stretch our budget because they had access to things that us in libraries wouldn't have had access to. So that's where the billboard came from. If it had just been us, we wouldn't have done it, but they know when the billboard was free, and we got a kind of super discount price for the billboard. We also got lamppost banners across the city as well. And the good thing was that they then stayed. They didn't take them down until somebody else paid, so actually we got really good value for money out of that. We also worked with a company in Leeds called Clear Silver, who worked with us around how internally we would market and how we use our social media to back up the campaign. So we wanted to feature people in our campaign that actually use our libraries, who are in our libraries all the time using our services. So we launched initially with two people. So our first being Ma, and I shall tell you about Ma. Ma had a tough childhood. He grew up with limited prospects but dreamed of something bigger. After a particularly bad day, he found himself walking past the library, and Jamie from Studio 12 was handing out flyers on the street outside the library. Ma was attracted to Studio 12's free music production studio, and he began to visit regularly. And I'll talk a bit more about Studio 12 a bit later to explain what Studio 12 is. He went from strength to strength. He had a strong support network with us and our BIPC and Jamie in Studio 12. And since he has set up his own YouTube channel that promotes the talents of local up-and-coming music stars, and he also developed Big On Road to form his own record label. So anybody that worked in Leeds Central Library would recognise Mar. He was always there. He was always in the studio working. So we thought Mar was a really, really good place to start. To kind of challenge the perception of what we do in libraries, he's not a typical story, but he's very relevant to us. This is Wayne. So again, Wayne, super regular visitor to Leeds Central Library. He'd always been interested in family history, but he didn't have the computer skills to access the information he wanted. He inquired about facilities at Morley Library, and there he accessed our learning and our computer learning, and we were able to take him through that. Our librarians were able to take him through the learning, where he then was able to access his passion, which was finding out about his local, his family history. He then became part of our local and family history group at Leeds Central Library, and has then traced his family tree right back to a local war hero, Arthur Louis Aron, the only person in Leeds to win a Victoria Cross. So he was absolutely thrilled. And I think, I mean, this is now some time ago, I think he's managed to go even further back. It's moved on.
Yeah, try again.
Oh, there we go. So this is some of the coverage that we got in the time from the launch of those first two people. This was huge for us. We'd never had this kind of coverage at all in Leeds, and that use of real people really caught the imagination of kind of around the council, the press. So we had 20 pieces of media coverage, that was included TV. So we have a local TV station in Leeds called Made in Leeds. They came to film. When we launched it on a tweet. We tweeted a picture of Mars billboard, and that alone generated those 82 interactions. The Facebook reached a reach of 47,000. So it was just huge for us, absolutely huge. And that kind of allowed us to give it gave us legs, essentially. So again, this is just some of the local press coverage that we received, and interviews with Ma, interviews with Bev, who was our head of service at the time. So just unheard of for us. It also gave us lots to tweet about. So rather than just the initial tweets about Ma and Wayne, we were able to tweet about all the interaction that was also being created by Wayne and Ma. So again, we could tweet about Made in Leeds. Deborah Cooper, who at the time was our councillor, and she was involved. So it gave us legs, that it just created legs for us to keep going with the campaign. And using Ma as well gave us that audience that we hadn't particularly had anymore. Ma had quite a big following on Twitter, so that every time he tweeted, all his followers would retweet, and we reached a demographic that we wouldn't normally have reached. And that's that one is one of the lamppost banners. We also managed to hit quite a lot of stakeholders around the country. So internally, with our librarians within the city. So that bottom tweet is from Tom Reardon, who's our CEO of Leeds City Council, who has 12,000 followers. You can see there Julia Chandler, a book lover in the States with 16,000 followers. So it had a real reach for us that, again, we'd not done before. So buoyed by that success, and we still had some of that money that we'd found, we went on to our next two. So again, trying to look at different areas of the library service and what we can tell people we do. So this is Bill. Bill at the time was 72. He invented a 4-in-1 deburring tool, because he was a plumber. So he it was for plastic pipes in his plumbing. Excuse me. but when he was working, he actually had no time to develop it. So he had this brilliant idea, but no time. when he retired, he came along to our BIPC centre and talked to the team there. He then spent the next few years using the library service to research the background to make sure that it was a unique idea to him and how to market it and manage it. And it is now on the market. It's selling really well and is a pride of place in one of our cabinets outside our BIPC. And Bill is a massive advocate for us. You know, he says he would never have achieved it without coming to the Business and Information Centre. And then finally, Jean, who is probably maybe the more typical library user that maybe people think. But we wanted to talk about libraries in terms of well-being. And Jean was a really good example of that. So she comes along, she goes to Armley Library, and she takes part in the Knit and Natter group at Armley Library. And what Jean says is that basically saved her life. She had an ill husband at home that she was caring for. She didn't get to go out and talk to many people much of the time. And this was her hour every week there she could just sit back, chill out, talk to friends, and keep her mind off things. And we have several Knit and Natter groups, and we tend to give them projects. So she had projects to work on when she was coming to that group every week. We were really lucky that the campaign picked up a couple of accolades. So I talked at the PPRG Awards a few years ago because we were very kindly awarded a bronze for the campaign. And again, it's that use of local library users that really they were impressed with. And this is a kind of internal marketing award. We didn't, library people, the marketing team went to this and drank wine and took the award. But and I just think the comments from that are just so ideal for libraries. You know, they liked the storytelling, they liked stories. It just sits really well with libraries and what we're about. So then we ran out of money. So while all this was, obviously the big part of it was social media, but we also had those printed materials. So we had leaflets out in every branch. We had blog posts to back everything up. So it was kind of online and offline. Since we ran out of money, it has gone mainly online. So our next person is Kim. And Kim basically just got the job herself. Kim was already being a massive advocate for us. We were noticing that every time we tweeted, Kim was retweeting us to her followers. So she was an obvious choice for us to contact to say, are you interested in being our next What's Your Story? She was absolutely thrilled at being asked. And we tried something a bit different. So whereas before we, as I say, we did the leaflets and things, we actually created a video that we then could tweet out. So Kim talking about her experience of libraries. So give it a go, see if
right,
it works.
Let's see if we can make it all work. I've got the feeling I've got something completely different here. There's a crushing silence, isn't there?
Yes, I'm right. I've got a microphone in my hand, I should really not sing.
It's showing itself on the desktop, but it's not actually there, you see, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's weird that it's up there.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I'm trying to find it. Oh, it's that one, isn't it? A crushing silence.
Yeah, I shouldn't have tried to do something sophisticated, sorry.
Alison, can we ask, it's such a fantastic
I shall look over to my head of service. I do think it's something that we could all use, yeah. I think it's...
I think one of the problems was Neil wasn't on Twitter at the time we did this, because I just think what arbitrary.
No, can't get it, sorry.
No, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
She's on YouTube. You can, on our Leeds Libraries channel, Kim will tell you about her experience in libraries, but what she talks about is she's got three young children. She moved to Leeds with her husband. He'd got a job in Leeds. She was at home with three young children. She felt very isolated. She didn't know anybody in particular. And she became a local at our Oakwood Library and came regularly to the story times there. And that led into kind of all the other events and activities that she could do with her children. And she's just been a superb ambassador for us. I'm involved with NAG, and at the NAG conference last year, Kim actually took part in the panel about library users. And when I approached, she said, oh, I've never done anything like that before. I've never done anything like that, but I love libraries so much. I'm going to do it. And she was really fantastic, and a really, really good advocate. So that was what's your story. So lost it. Oh dear.
Let's start again. Sorry about this, chaps.
Alison, can I ask a question in the
silence?
Yes, in the
silence. Do.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had the back of the sofa to start with, and I guess an early, quite a traditional campaign done by your marketing team, and that relationship is enviable. Do you think that you'd have had the success without that initial outlay of cash?
It's an interesting question. I possibly not as wide as it was, but I think the fact that we used the real people, that was what captured the imagination, I think, and that's what got us the wide coverage. So yes, we had the support from marketing, but I actually think the people we chose and what we chose to do were the big drivers with how interested people were. So,
should be there.
Are we nearly there?
You're there.
Nearly there. So kind of moving on now to our digital work and kind of using social media. So the What's Your Story was the kind of first big campaign that we used our social media for. I'm kind of moving on again. This isn't my work. I'm representing other people here. So we have a brilliant librarian, Claire Duffield, who is very passionate about social media and digital access. And she worked in Studio 12. So I'm going to use Studio 12 as a bit of a case study of how we're kind of going forward with our social media and the way we use it in marketing. So Studio 12, I said I would explain what it is. Is a digital media studio within Leeds Central Library, and we invest in the creative talents of disadvantaged young people 16 to 30 who live in Leeds, and we will particularly work with people that are not in education or training. We provide free access to a production studio, training, qualifications, and an industry panel of creative professionals looking at the young people's work. The studio, even though it's one room, houses multimedia, video, photography, musical equipment and software packages, all of industry standard, so that the young people that use the studio can create work of their own that is of industry standard. Studio 12 has a really good reputation within Leeds and has really built its reputation over the last few years. Jamie, who runs the studio in the past, has run it on his own. So he's very busy with the young people and work. So when Claire went to work in the studio with him, she gave that opportunity to kind of have a look and a step back of how the studio markets itself. And what she did was look at their social media and how they use their social media. Woo-hee. So Studio 12, like us in libraries, the kind of three main platforms, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And Claire really streamlined that into what platform she used to communicate and how she used those platforms to communicate. So Facebook really is about information and events and opportunities. So if there were any opportunities, any job opportunities coming up, any potential work commissions coming up, Claire would post them on that to keep the Studio 12 users informed of anything that was coming up. So it was really about kind of events and opportunities. Twitter is used mainly as a networking tool. So rather than an information, so this keeps our influencers, our stakeholders, informed of what Studio 12 is doing across the city. And Studio 12 has got quite high profile partners. Jamie's worked recently with BBC One Extra doing work. We've worked with the Roundhouse in London. So when they're tweeting about that work, we can kind of at in lots of influential people that are interested in the work of Studio 12, making sure that that the Studio 12 voice is being heard. And this latest one, this Manifesto in Verse, is a project. Leeds was awarded Centenary Cities money for City of Suffrage. And Jamie has recently done a project with a group of young women where they looked at our collections in terms of suffrage and created their own work based on that. And then finally, Instagram. So this is more about the personality of the studio. So this is more showing kind of behind the scenes, the equipment that's within the studio, sharing of the work that the young people are doing. So quite a lot of the Studio 12 Instagram content is film, and you can see just out of the six images captured there that two of them are video. So it gives that kind of little insight into what goes on in the studio, what young people can take part in, and those young people can interact with Instagram. Claire has now moved from Studio 12 and is now our digital engagement librarian. So what she's wanting to do is essentially do the same with our social media platforms as Leeds Libraries. I'm sure most of you are very like us, that the council website is exceedingly clunky. We can't use it to communicate our voice, our library voice. It's quite difficult to do that. And our social media platforms give us that opportunity. We've had a kind of throw everything at it approach for a number of years. Again, you'll all be the same. There's such a huge amount of events and activities that go on that your social media can just become bogged down in, come along to this, here's a story time, here. So we're trying to strip that back and decide where our voice is for those things. So essentially, again, like Studio 12, Facebook is the place where we will tell people about events and activities. We decided, we were doing lots of it on Twitter, but it was just clogging up our Twitter feed, and that didn't seem to translate into people on their bums listening to stories. It was just filling us up. So we've taken kind of that step back, and Facebook now is the place where we will put our events and activities and invite people. And if we do ever have any money behind projects, we will put money into Facebook advertising to widen the reach of our Facebook page. The other one is Instagram. And I think Instagram is the place where you can really show your voice and your brand. I have an 18-year-old, and I know, this is where you show your personal brand, your lifestyle. You know, she doesn't post on Instagram very often, but she uses analytical tools. She's an 18-year-old to do a selfie. But she will use analytical tools to tell her when to post that picture that she'll get the most likes. and it is about how you present yourself to the world. So that's what we use Instagram for. So this is the kind of more fun side maybe of libraries, where we can share a bit more of that fun voice and what we're about. So some of you will recognise these. So we started our Bookface Friday campaign, which really, really was a kind of nice way to interact with our main product, but kind of getting our staff involved. And it went out on a Friday afternoon when everybody's looking for fun content on social media. So, and we had literally people queuing up going, please let me be the next Bookface Friday. my personal favourites, I love the Sheila Hancock one. and Charlotte, who was in the Barry Humphreys, we were really excited because that went out on Twitter as well, and Barry Humphreys liked it. So that was a big moment for us. And we're also lucky that because we're a Grade 2 listed building in Leeds Central Library, quite a lot of our Instagram is people will send us photos that they've taken within our building, and Instagram's a really nice place to show those off. And then Twitter. So again, trying to move away from that clogging it up of lots and lots of events. So Twitter is our place to really interact with our stakeholders, to talk about kind of campaigns that we're working on. So these are some recent ones about Mental Health Awareness Week. So we start with an initial tweet, kind of adding in some of the key stakeholders to try and get that the word out there across the city and across the country about what we're doing. That then gives librarians a hook that they can hook their own content on. So we've got these three here are actually individual librarians within our service that have done things around Mental Health Awareness Week and displays and things that they could then hook those pictures onto using the hashtag. And then here is where it's then doing the work for you, because other people are picking that up and retweeting your content out there. And then, right, I'm going to admit this is not my area of expertise. I'm Reader and Culture Development Manager. So when I'm talking about this, please don't ask me really complicated questions. So this is Claire. Claire was really keen when she worked in Studio 12, was the kind of hacking idea, using our collections in libraries to create further digital content for people to interact with our collections. So while she was in Studio 12, they worked on this music hack. So this was over the summer holidays. We had a pop-up and play, which was outside of Victoria Gardens, outside the library and the art gallery. And it was something that we worked on together. And Claire had a group of young people who looked at out-of-copyright music from our music collections and used that to sample and create new sounds and new music that was then played while the young people played outside in our pop-up and play. And again, Claire's really, really keen to do more of that, to open up our collections, to give our collections over, that new digital content can be created from it, keeping our collections kind of relevant to kind of young people and the generation coming up. And I think the manifesto in verse that I talked about earlier, where we've taken our suffrage collections, they created virtual reality boxes where you can look in the box and things happen, keeping our content much more relevant. And we, moving forward, are looking at a kind of marketing strategy going forward that pulls all those things in together. At the moment, we've got a bit of a problem in that we've got lots of identities within, particularly in Central Library. We've got Studio 12, we've got Room 700, we've got the Drawing Room, and we want to kind of bring those all together so it's clear that they're all Leeds Libraries and it's all what we're about, but they're all us, but separate. And that's it. That's me done. Thank you.